Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Episode 94, we're hustling up the Hancock.
Yeah, it sounds a little...
Yeah, I know. I don't.
I'm curious
hustling
if I...
Hustling up.
Well, I mean, I may have to. I don't know what that's about. But so you got to tell us about governor school this week, right?
I am. I'm going to give you... It's that time of year again, yeah. It's rapidly just consuming my life, so...
All right, cool. So you're going to tell us about some of the stuff that's going on in these classes and guests.
We got some outstanding special guests.
Awesome.
So, want to get the word out, and we have a lot of performances that are open to the public. So
awesome.
I'm going to let everybody in the area know.
Awesome. And then we also have a very special interview with Mike Landry of C Plus Productions.
Right.
C Plus Pictures. C Plus Pictures.
Right.
My mistake. But anyway, they've just wrapped on a film called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Undead.
Undead. Yes.
So I'm anxious to hear about that too. And I'm really anxious to find out what's going on with the title of this episode.
Okay.
All right, let's just do it. I want to get into this.
All right, take a blow.
Carlin Effect, go.
Expressions I question. The Riot Act. They keep saying they're going to read that to you. Tell the truth. Have you ever heard this thing at all? Ever? It's especially a problem when you're a kid. They like to threaten you. You'll wait. Your father comes home. He's going to read you the Riot Act. Oh, yeah? Well, tell him I already read it myself, and I didn't like it. I considered it wordy and poorly thought out. If he wants to read me something, how about The Gentleman's Guide to the Golden Age of Tongue-Kissing?
Thus saith George.
Thus ends his catechism.
Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
John, we have Mike Landry on the phone.
Oh, outstanding. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Excellent, John. And yourself?
Not bad, not bad. I'm glad that you can talk to us right now.
So,
yes.
I'm curious. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are undead.
Undead.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, it came from the twisted mind of young Jordan Gallen. Jordan was obsessed with the Tom Stoppard play as a young man, and he hatched his he had the brainchild for it, like, God, maybe 10 years ago.
Wow.
or 9 years ago when he was still in high school. And it was sort of like one of those titles that comes into your head and you can't get it out of your head. And it just kept gnawing at him like a like an old canker sore, you know what I mean? And, well, he didn't have any medication other than his computer, and he started writing the script. My producing partner and I, Carlos Velasquez, came on board over a year and a half ago when he showed us the script, and then we started the development process and, you know, rewriting and all of that kind of stuff. And what we have now is basically the Citizen Kane of Hamlet vampire movies.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. So now you produce the film, but you're also in it as Guildenstern.
Yeah, I'm sort of a double threat, my man. Double threat.
So tell us, so what attracted you to this this screenplay or this story as a producer, and then what attracted you to it as an actor?
Well, besides big money, it was the, it was really the chance to work with, Jordan. He's an extraordinary guy. He actually gave us like three or four scripts to read. He's is a prolific fella. And this was the weirdest and the most unidentifiable to any single genre. And I thought, that's a moneymaker right there, my man. You know, that's pretty much gold in the piggy bank, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just thought it was really, really kind of twisted and creative and fun. And, you know, I just had another film that's out there on the festival circuit right now. And, you know, so I've seen a lot of independent films in the last year. And I just thought this thing was like nothing I had seen before. And I thought that was a sort of a fun, creative challenge to make a movie like this that is so creative and so funny. And Jordan's a really talented guy, so it was cool working with him. Very receptive in the development process.
Cool. Now, not only is it sound like an excellent idea and a script, but you guys are also shooting with new technology. Can you tell us a little bit about the cameras and how that, I think it said it will level the playing field for independent filmmakers. Can you give us a know much about that?
Yeah. You know, I'm not the most technical of members of our team, but what I do know is that the imagery from the Red camera is superior. It's amazing. And it was really fun to work with. Apparently the image is in 4K, which is quite a bit of imagery. And I guess most HD cameras shoot in like 1K, maybe 2K.
Wow.
And again, so as you can see, that's quite a bit more information to work with.
Sure.
And to me, it looks like a 35 millimeter image. I mean, it's just
wow.
It's just amazing. So everyone was very excited. It was a new technology. So, you know, we did some tests with the camera and we were, you know, very conscious of a risk that we were taking. And that you never know with new technology if you're going to be the show that gets shut down because, you know, it's not, in a sense, you know, ready for practical use, but, you know, the guys at Off Hollywood who we got the camera from were excellent and they gave us a lot of technical support. And, you know, we had no slowdowns at all on the shoot. We were just rocking and rolling. And again, like we got just some superior imagery. I think it looks really fantastic.
Now from the actor's point of view, how is it to be shot in that high of high definition?
I like to say it brings out my perfections. It really, really nothing like a double chin in 4K. You know, to really make you feel like, you know, all that hard work is paid off in the gym.
Nice.
You know, it's cool. I mean, you know, you're just excited, you know, to be a part of something that, that looks really, really cool and really intense. And, you know, as an actor, you just sort of, I just try to kind of focus on the beats and the work and the stay in the moment and let sort of the team who's collecting the imagery do their job.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you hire really good people and, you know, I'm watching the dailies every day. I actually didn't work as an actor till like day 7 or day 8. So I had a chance to see the kind of work that they were doing and I was pretty confident, you know, that I was going to look gorgeous, you know, which is really,
well, that's, you know,
really
you're playing a
my
vampire.
Mission in life.
Yeah.
Sure. Look, very attractive.
So you and Carlos were playing Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Yeah. Is that right?
That's correct.
What was it like working with him as an actor, as opposed to like say co-producer and because you guys are partners in C+ Pictures, yeah?
That's correct. You know, it's really you know, we're both actors. That's where we come from, and you know, that's sort of why we got into producing to to give ourselves the opportunity to like play cooler roles. And so when we get to act, it's sort of like, you know, playtime. It's fun time and there's not a lot of stress.
Nice.
You know, the stress is in the producing and in the deal making and in the coordinating of everything and, you know, making sure everyone's working as one unit and, you know, you're making your days and, you know, you're making a sound investment for your investors. And, you know, once the cameras roll and you're acting, that's just fun time for us. We get to pretty much, you know, goof off a little bit and we're essentially the comic relief in the film. So, you know, we just come on and we're just sort of goofy and fun and weird. And that's really a relief. That's sort of like, you know, that's the safety zone, you know?
Yeah.
You get out there and you get to just play.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And plus I get to, you know, sort of give Carlos an acting tutorial.
you know, we're rolling, right? You know, we're recording this, right?
Oh, shit.
No. I understand about carrying dead weight.
Yeah. Deeper and deeper into the muck over here.
Hey, wait a minute.
I can see you guys will be having me back sometime soon. My producing partnership with Carlos is really going to take off now.
Well, hey, do you have screening dates or any of that kind of stuff? Do you have release dates for Undead yet?
We don't. We're still in the post-production process, and we're doing some cool After Effects right now, and we're trying to line up our premiere, but I will definitely shoot you guys an email and let you know when we have our North American premiere lined up. And, you know, I'd love for you guys to come out to the show and, you know, see this masterpiece.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's definitely keep in touch, and I will let you guys know when we have the premiere and the screening dates lined up.
That sounds great. We'll definitely promo it here on the show too. What's next for you in C+? What do you got on the books next?
Well, we've got a couple of projects that are in development. There's something that, you know, Carlos and I wrote together, and we have a couple other projects, but we're really pushing for distribution on our first film, which is called Frost,
okay,
which is the story of the last international playboy, and for Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Undead. And, you know, we're always out there, you know, asking investors to take another shot. So we have a couple projects that are in development, but no one committed financially to any of them yet.
Okay.
But, hopefully we will have like at least a fall or a spring project.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. So if people are interested in checking out a trailer for the film or signing up on our mailing list, they can go to undeadflick.com.
Yeah. And
again, www, that stands for the World Wide Web. Web is fear, something like that. Undeadflick.com.
Awesome. And the trailer, by the way, looks fantastic. I just have to tell you, the trailer looks great.
Oh, awesome. Glad you enjoyed it.
Well, hey, man, listen, we appreciate you spending the time with us today. We'll definitely get back in touch with you when you send us that email about release dates and stuff.
Excellent, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, T.
Yeah.
When we don't have guests in studio, how do we talk to them?
Interesting question, John. We use a program called Skype.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Well, it's a piece of software that you can download it. It's free to download. You can use it to talk to other Skype users over the internet for free, or you can make cheap phone calls to phones and mobile phones worldwide through the Skype Out program.
Okay, and how would I perchance acquire Skype?
Well, what you can do is you can go to inexplicabledumbshow.com and click on the download Skype button on the left-hand side of the page.
It's as easy as that?
It's as easy as that.
Wow. I'll go do that right now.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
First, there was one. And then, there was this other guy. We wanted to add another guy. I mean, in addition to the first two guys, but the studio is too small for that. Instead, that third guy, let's just say he wound up unemployed and having to read ad copy in an announcer's voice, but I guess it makes sense. I mean, it is T for two, right? It's two's company, right? Unless your landlord is Don Knotts. If lousy cheap bastards couldn't have thought outside the box just this one freaking time, huh? Couldn't have thrown somebody a bone, could you? Mommy, I should have become a veterinarian. I'm sorry.
All right, let's just focus on the next segment. Go to the two shot.
So, Governor's School, 2008.
How's it going?
We're hitting the nitty gritty time. Mm-hmm. All the lots of phone calls, lots of email, lots of anxious.
You still have your hair though.
I do. I resort to pulling other people's hair out, not my own.
Thank you.
So
thank you very much.
I save my own follicles. Yeah.
Good. Nice use of the word follicles too. So
I like to throw those in every once in a while.
I understand. I understand.
Nice words. I mean, not necessarily follicles.
Right. Well, you have to throw follicles in every now and then too. But
well, yeah.
That's a different podcast altogether.
Tossle your follicles, I guess.
Sure. What is what's different this year than from last year?
Well, last year we did one show as kind of the capstone at the end of our 5 weeks, and we got to go to Staunton, mm-hmm. and we did a big tour of the Blackfriars Playhouse, which was wonderful.
Right.
This year the decision had been made to do two shows. So okay. We are doing a musical and a non-musical.
Oh, okay.
I have Lee Blair coming down from Virginia, West Virginia, excuse me, formerly of New York City, formerly of MTSU so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
and Mark Cabus is coming back to direct the other show.
Cool.
So Lee's tackling the musical, which is Lucky Stiff, and Mark is taking on something that he should be familiar with. He's taking on Twelfth Night.
Oh, I think there was a recent production.
Yeah,
there's
one that we could talk about later. But anyway, so he's doing a different cutting.
No, sure, of course, yeah.
So
1 hour, right?
He's got it chopped down to 60 minutes, which is great because that's kind of the time frame we have.
Right.
So. And the musical may go a little longer, but it's not in and of itself. It's not that long.
Right. Who are the big stars though that are coming? You got some pretty big.
We've got some pretty big people coming in. The first group that's coming in is the Future Man and the Black Mozart Ensemble.
I'm a huge Future Man fan.
Are you?
Yeah, because he plays with the Flecktones.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, so he's the guy with the Drumitar Synthax thing.
Oh, cool.
I'm a huge fan of him. I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, that would be on June 9th.
Excellent.
For those out there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's open to the public. Ticket prices, I don't know, but you can call 898-2223. That's the Governor's School Main School office. And they'll
hate Axe.
And Axe. Yeah, they'll hate me later, I guess.
Sure.
Or you can go to www.mtsu.edu/GSchool. That's probably the better thing to do.
Right.
Then they call Glenna because she'll get very upset.
Who else? Who else?
The second Monday, June 16th, we have the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Woo-hoo!
The original guys, and they're coming in to do their version of American History.
Oh, cool.
Which will be fun. Again, open to the public. So Monday, June 16th. Again, check out the website we'll link to, and you can get tickets and all that kind of stuff. And
this will
be in the Middle Tennessee area.
That's a Tennessee
premiere,
right?
Right.
They haven't appeared in Tennessee for
ever.
Not as a group, I think,
right.
If I remember correctly.
I think it's the first time for the Reduced Shakespeare Company to play in Tennessee.
Awesome.
I could be wrong, but
Well, we'll ask them when they get here.
That's
when,
right.
When we interview
right.
them for the podcast.
Absolutely.
You hear that, guys? We're going to interview you for the podcast. Who else?
Then we have, we have Nashville in Motion, which is a dance company.
Oh, cool.
That Kathleen Spinazzola took. She was our secretary last year,
mm-hmm.
and said, I've had enough of this, and started our own dance company.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And then we have The Soldier's Tale, which is a musical program. And then by the last week, we're into the finales, and all bets are off. So
right.
Instructors
for the classes coming back. Anybody? Any repeat people?
I've got Mark is going to do a scene study class for me.
Cool.
Lee's going to teach. Lee and Brandon Gwynn, Brandon Gwynn's the musical director.
By the way, news there. Did you hear that? They were accepted to the New York Fringe Festival, Underwear the Musical.
Yeah,
That's big news.
Yeah, yeah,
we need
yeah.
to get him back in and talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully it's after Gummer School.
Yeah.
Go up there.
Sure.
Let's see. So he's going to do the music choreography. So Lee and him and Brandon are going to teach a surviving musical theater kind sure. of workshop-y
cool.
kind of thing.
All right.
Richard Browder is going to do the choreography for the musical, and he's going to come in and do kind of a movement dance.
Cool.
Sweatbox kind of
nice.
Physical activity for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see. We got Bob Robbins back for his year,
mm-hmm.
20th or 50th. I don't know. But he's going to do, he's my TD and lighting designer. I've cool. got new blood in the scenic end. I've got Christine Lunsford, who's coming down from Indiana University Southeast, which is based somewhere in Louisville, Kentucky. Don't ask me how that works out.
Okay.
But anyway, she's coming down, dude. I know Christy from my grad school, so she's one of my former cohorts. You know, I said before, if she can teach me how to build a flat, she can teach anybody how to build a flat.
There you
so,
go.
That's good news on that end. Nino's coming back. So
awesome.
He's going to do our costume. He's coming down from Canada. So, that's what it's about. And it's going to be 5 weeks of, actually, I got Claire's coming in doing a workshop for
oh,
me
cool.
on Viewpoints. Claire Seiler, who was in the most recent production of 12th Night.
Mm-hmm. Which we can talk about again later.
I'm plugging so many things, I'm getting dizzy.
I know.
So anyway, that's kind of what's going on. Unfortunately, because of doing two shows and bringing in some pretty outstanding acts, we're not going to be able to go anywhere this year.
Mm. Sacrifices.
But that's kind of the trade-off. What I like about it in one regards is that so far as I've been involved in this process, it's been different every year, which is good,
mm-hmm.
In the sense that it makes each one unique
mm-hmm.
a little bit, so the kids that were here last year can have that trip
right.
or that show,
right.
you know, and the kids this year can have the two shows and
their
getting
experience.
A chance to meet. Oh, I forgot. Bill Bowers is coming back.
Oh, good, good, good.
So, you know, Bill's going to come in. So, you know, I mean, there's some standardization of it, but there's all, you know, I think each year is going to be slightly different, which is kind of nice for the students. And, yeah. You know, as far as the organizing goes, it can be a little hairy here
right.
and there, but it's never dull. For that's for sure.
Cool.
So it'll be a fun 5 weeks.
When does it actually start? I mean, I know the dates for the when do the kids actually arrive and all of that stuff.
Well, it would be June 8th. They kind of come in on that Sunday and check in. I think they check in the morning early on and get
wow,
their
so
dorm
it's
rooms
just right there
and yeah,
wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Huh?
Yeah, and then hit the ground running from
yeah.
for another 5 weeks. I guess I should. Unfortunately, one of the changes is we lost Kate. She
oh, no.
decided to take a year off. She's okay, everybody. She's not not passed on or anything like that, but she's just decided to, you know, she needed to focus on other things
sure.
for a while.
Sure.
And I got her sister in.
Well,
you know,
there you go.
Who is equally and on her own a fantastic stage manager.
Awesome.
And I've got Lauren Schaus is coming down to help out on the musical.
Cool.
So I've got new staff on that end.
Cool.
New stage managers. Both are fantastic and talented women.
Awesome.
We have Sarah Arnold, who was a counselor last year and decided to be a counselor again. And
awesome.
I don't know, just a glutton for punishment, I guess. and Taylor Wilburn is coming back. She's going to
oh,
help
cool.
out in costume, and she did a wonderful job with them, with Nino last year. So, you know, again, she's coming back, and again, a glutton for punishment, I guess. And Christy's bringing down a student, Catherine Vance, who's going to be a counselor for us. So we're kind of expanding the contact base a little bit.
Nice. That's always good.
So it's not so heavily MTSU. We're not
yeah.
really trying to diversify
sure.
and get different areas of the country or the world, as the case may be.
Nice.
So that's a little bit, and as things go on, I guess that's a brief overview. But as things go
sure.
on, and
hopefully we'll be able to get
subsequent
some of the,
weeks,
be able to sit down with a few of those people and
yeah.
do interviews and stuff.
Yeah, I think awesome. I think that would be a good potential.
Cool. Well, thanks for the update, man. Thanks for coming in and sitting down with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me in.
Awesome.
All right, so episode 94 is Hustle Up the Hancock.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, last week I said didn't have anything to do with Herbie. And
right.
You thought the love bug.
I thought the love bug, right.
No, it is actually a special day in February, February 22nd. Okay. Is the date. They have one coming, obviously, up in 2009. But the idea is Hustling Up the Hancock takes place in Chicago. Each year, over 4,000 people hustle to the Hancock Observatory and the John Hancock Center to raise funds for lung disease research, advocacy, and education. This past year, they had 2,300 participants indicated they or someone they know has been touched by a form of lung disease, and more than 600 of the participants were ex-smokers. Participants chose from two climbing categories: a full climb, which would have been 94 flights of stairs.
Wow, there's the tie-in. Okay, wow, 94 flights of stairs.
Or they could have done a half climb, which was 52. I would have just donated money and gotten the elevator. And
stayed at home, yeah.
But for more information, you can visit
Link that we'll put on the website.
That's right.
It's a very complicated URL.
Or you can call 312-628-0200 for information. And if you're in the Chicagoland area on February 22nd, 2009, and have a afternoon to kill, I guess you could hustle up the Hancock.
There it is. Well, I'm going to surprise you with episode 95's title.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am. Because I've done a lot of research into it,
uh-huh.
And it's brilliant, and I don't want to spoil it for you.
Wow. Lazy.
Yeah, well, it's all done.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well.
Whatever.
Power96.com.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. Thanks to Mike Landry.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for being a fun interview.
For the undead interview.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are undead.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see that film.
That's going
to
be fun. Go check out the trailer. It's awesome.
It's a hoot. I can't wait to hear more about Governor School. And,
yeah, I want to keep you guys posted.
Talk to some of the people that are involved there. I can't wait to talk to the Reduced Shakespeare guys again.
Yeah, they're fun too.
Oh, that's a hoot. And so you're going to be in New York.
I'm going to be in New York, yeah.
Might get an update from you at some point?
Yeah, maybe? Definitely. I'm going to call in.
Okay.
Do a phone thing.
What are you seeing when you're up there?
We're going to see Spring Awakening. We're kind of like a year behind.
Yeah.
Because we want to see... last year when we were up, we wanted to see Spring Awakening, but we couldn't get tickets because of everything that was going on with the tunnels and everything. And, we're only there for a week, and we're really only in the city for a day because family's on Long Island.
Right.
But... So we'll be a year behind. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, you'll have to tell us how it is.
Yeah, I think it's a cool idea, and I didn't know this, but we didn't buy these tickets, but you could buy tickets to be on stage.
That's cool.
You would sit on stage, they ask you to, like...
Restoration of them.
Yeah. You need to be in neutral-toned clothes and be prepared for people to look at you. You can't take any bags or anything out there, and you can't still focus, essentially, but you can sit on stage.
Wow.
So, we're in the orchestra, though, so that's good enough for me.
That's a shame. I'd love to see those pictures. Oh. All right. Well, anyway, so...
What?
You taking pictures on flash photography on stage.
Whipping out the smartphone.
It's bad enough when you're in the audience and you're snapping flash photography. How would it be when you're on stage, though?
I got this special Sprint flash, so I attach it to my phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, lights up the room really, really, really
big and bright.
The Splendastic 5000, I think is what it's called.
All right, man. Well, I think that's gonna do it for episode 94.
Yeah, and 95
is the unnamed episode.
It's gonna be the complete surprise.
The complete surprise episode. Maybe that's what I'll just call it.
Surprise!
Surprise! All right, man. I guess that's it. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.